Autocraft.
Hi, is Greg there?
This is Greg.
Hey, Greg, this is Danny with Bank of Cardiff. How you doing?
Okay.
Good. Hey, just wanted to touch base, you know, with you. In our conversation we had back in June. I'm not sure you remember, but we do, you know, equipment finance, working capital. And I know at that time you didn't have any needs, but, you know, I had some plans, you said, toward the end of the year, you know, because you're planning to move into a new office.
Right.
We're thinking about, like around $100,000. I'm just trying to, you know, get in touch with you, see when, like, your timeline is and when you're, you know, looking to do that project.
Yeah, we're probably going to start on that fairly soon. But I believe we're going to be able to do it out of pocket. So,
Yep,
things were a little better than anticipated. So,
right.
I need to finance that. So that's a, kind of a good thing for us.
Right. No, and that is, you know, great on that end. Because, like, I know you mentioned you're looking for around $100,000 and your sales are around $500,000, correct?
Right.
Yeah, so I mean, generally with our working capital programs, it is unsecured cash, so you can use it however you see fit. We can free up 10% to 15% of your sales. You know, so we'd probably be looking at around 50, you know, to like, you know, 75,000.
Right. Yeah.
So,
yeah. Like say, I think we should be able to cover everything, you know, out of pocket. So.
Okay.
I think we're going to be in good shape right now.
Okay, great. So you already have the place picked out? You guys are getting everything, you know, geared up?
It's still at the same place. We're just building a new office. We have an external office right now from our warehouse, and we're going to be converting a portion of our warehouse into an office.
Oh, okay, cool. So you guys, like, expanding, like, hiring more employees?
No, that's changing. It's just kind of consolidating the buildings that we have.
Okay.
You know, moving the office into the warehouse. You know, we're, you know, half a block or so from the office from the warehouse, and it's just a kind of an inconvenience.
That makes sense. So I feel you.
Yeah.
And so you guys over there.
Yeah.
Okay, that makes sense. And you guys, what exactly you guys, you know, manufacture over there? Is it more like auto parts, I'm guessing, or?
No, we do RV, motorhome. Repair, and we install all the surveillance systems in school buses.
Oh, cool!
So, yeah, we stay really busy with the counties and stuff doing that.
Yeah, wait, they have cameras on school buses now?
Oh yeah, yeah.
That's
you
crazy.
Gotta keep everything's recorded. You got a 1 year backup DVRs on them.
Wow,
all that's recorded. Oh yeah.
That's interesting. Well, that's good though. It's definitely, you know, it makes it safer for the kids and everything.
Oh. Right, yeah, well, it's to catch the troublemakers, you know, and just them knowing it's on there kind of deters their behavior there, you know, so.
Right, exactly. Do you guys have signs?
Oh, yeah, the sign. Oh, yeah, the cameras are quite visible, so.
Oh, okay, that makes sense. They're not just there for show, then?
No, they work, and we can monitor it remotely, and we install the GPS trackers on the buses as well, so.
Oh, cool. That's really cool. How'd you guys, you know, get into that area of your business?
Just been doing it for quite a while. And just kind of evolved, you know, from, you know, just basically little VCR tapes they had in there, and those didn't work half the time.
Right.
More or less for show, and then we just kind of upgraded and you know, put the more advanced systems on all the buses.
Right. And so that's, and I'm sure with all the, you know, advancements we have with cell phones and stuff, I'm sure it's pretty easy. Do you guys have, like, apps available, too, that you're able to, you know, sell as well to monitor that?
Yeah, well, it's not really, per se, apps on a phone or anything, but there is, for the computer, that the only, like, the principals and the school board superintendent can view.
Right.
It's not just anybody can watch that.
Oh, well, exactly. I was just saying, I didn't know if that was another market you had, too. You could create that as well.
No, we stay so busy like it is now, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's interesting, Greg. But, yeah, it's, you know, sounds like you have some good plans coming up. And is there a time of year you guys usually bring on more equipment over there, or is it just as needed?
Yeah, just as needed, pretty much.
Right. Okay. No problem. Yeah, like I said, just want to touch base. Greg, I didn't have an email for you. I send you some info, you know, as well as my contact information? You keep on file, you know, in case something comes up.
Yeah, that'd be fantastic. You can email is autocraft1101@bellsouth.net.
Bellsouth.net. Yeah. Alrighty. Okay, Greg, I'll go ahead and shoot that over about 15 minutes, and then I'll just check in with you toward the end of the year, and I'll see how things are going for you.
Sounds great.
All right. Take care, Greg.
Hi, you too.
Thanks. Bye.